Hi, I'm Jan.
And I'm Marie of InWow Consulting and Training, helping you put the wow into now. This week, we're going to help you learn how to master the ABC of empowering thoughts and self-talk. You know, that's all that chatter that typically runs a mile a minute for most people. Have you ever stopped and really paid attention to your thoughts? I mean, do you ever find yourself thinking things like, I'm never going to make it?
Or, I'm such an idiot.
Or, it's too hard.
Or, I always screw up.
Or, it won't work for me.
Or, I can't do it.
The thing is, unfortunately, negative self-talk isn't just a bad habit. It actually has a negative effect on the body. So if you want to improve your mood and your health, then learn how to break the habit of negative self-talk and start enjoying things a lot more. And this audio will show you some simple steps to get started.
So we've called these steps the ABC of empowering self-talk. That's because the A belongs to the first step, that's to be aware. And the B refers to number two, which is to step on the brakes, while the C refers to the C and changing, so changing what you're saying. So again, step one, awareness. Notice what you're saying to yourself. So prick up your inner ears and notice whenever you're using negative self-talk. Just be aware of what's happening in your mind as you go about your day. Of course, when you start paying attention to your inner chatter, what we don't want you to do is judge it. What I mean by that is, if you notice that you've thought something negative like, I'm not good enough, rather than think, oh shit, here we go again, that's not helping, is it? We want you to just observe, just notice what's happening.
Right, and once you've done that, the second step, stepping on the brakes. So you've noticed a negative thought, you then need to take control and tell yourself to stop. Anyone driving towards a traffic light that turns red will automatically know what to do, hit the brakes in order to stop, right? And this is exactly what you need to do with negative thoughts and self-talk. As soon as you notice it, interrupt your negative thought process. You can just do that by, for example, imagining a red traffic light or by feeling how it is to step on the brakes and slow your car down. Otherwise, you could just say to yourself, stop. Obviously in your head, but you could choose anything that just tells your mind to stop automatically.
And once you've done that, you come to step number three. It's basically change your words. So let's assume that you've detected a situation in which you're using negative self-talk and have hit the brakes, whether by imagining the red light, feeling how it feels to push down the brake pad, or saying to yourself, stop. Whatever way you come to a stop, at that point your mind is ready for new information. It's similar to a car idling in neutral, waiting at the lights. Then you can take the next and final step, which is to replace the negative self-talk with the words you want to hear. So ask yourself one or more of the following questions. What would I like to say to myself instead? Or what would be most helpful for me in this situation? Or even, what would I say to a close friend who was in my situation?
And once you know what it is, say it to yourself just after you've hit the brakes and notice the positive effect it has on you. Done properly, it will make a great difference to how you feel. We've had a couple of people report back to us in the past that they wrote the helpful questions on a piece of card that they kept in their wallet, and whenever they noticed they had negative self-talk, they simply went through those questions and asked themselves that stuff. You know, what would I like to say to myself instead? What would be most helpful for me in this situation? And what would I say to a close friend who is in my situation? It's maybe something you want to try if you know that you need to turn your thoughts from negative to positive. But that's it for now. Of course, give us a call or email if you have any questions along the way. But for now, all the best to you from Marie.
And Jan, here at InWow Consulting and Training.